Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From the duo of keyboardist Michael Wolf and drummer Mike Clark, we begin this new hour of Neon Jazz with their outfit known as the Wolf and Clark Expedition, with their take on Monk's Dream off their 2015 CD Expedition 2. These two jazz veterans truly anchor an all-star, groove-heavy jazz-funk band that includes bassist James Genus, saxophonists Alex Foster, Lenny Pickett, and Steve Wilson, and a rotating cast of guest stars. Both of these cats started their careers in the San Francisco Bay Area in the 1970s and have continued to create, record, and perform into the new millennium. Both have backgrounds performing and recording in the bands of premier jazz musicians of their time. On the one hand, Michael Wolf was a member of the bands of Cannonball Adderley, Sonny Rollins, and singer Nancy Wilson, and he was the musical director of the Arsenio Hall Show. On the other hand, Mike Clark created his own innovative style of drumming as a member of Herbie Hancock's Headhunters band and went on to become a leader of that band himself. Clark has performed and recorded with Wayne Shorter, Wallace Ronnie, Donald Harrison, Chet Baker, Christian McBride, and so many others. Both of these guys are respected composers, and their originals are a large part of their mix. And for all of their veteran experience, talent, and skill, they keep it real. In fact, during a recent talk with Neon Jazz, they had some thoughts on approaching art.
You know, you don't have to take yourself so seriously to be an artist, man. You can just go, you know what? My art, I'm serious about my art, but I don't take myself so seriously. You know, the art comes through you. You're not just the art, you know. When you're playing music or writing a piece, you can't take all the credit for it. You know, if I'm writing a great composition and I got something going, I just try to stay out of the way and let the spirit come through me. And the same on a great concert. If it's going great, I just try not to mess it up. I don't feel it's a big ego trip. Like, look what I did. It's more like, yeah, I prepared myself for this magic to happen.
With that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that digs duos, thrives on good solos, hails the quintet, and swings like a quartet, right here in Nonet-rich Kansas City, Missouri. Full of the right numbers to keep your soul full of sweet jazz. From the master drummer and architect of cool, this is Art Blakey on his kit with the tune Are You Real, as we take a listen to another portion of the Neon Jazz Talk with Wolf and Clark about art.
One day my dad brought home an Art Blakey record. He didn't know who Art was, but he saw a guy playing drums and bought the record home. And that led me to Charlie Parker and everybody else. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Nice.
We'll be right back.
This is Michael Wolf.
And Mike Clark.
We're here with the Wolf and Clark Expedition.
That's right, on Neon Jazz Radio.
Joe Dimino.
So bad, yeah. Like a ball game on a rainy day. Yeah, I feel so bad, yeah, yeah. Like a ball game on a rainy day. Yeah, Lord. Since I lost my woman, I have to shake my head and then I walk away. Yeah. I got to walk away. Just wanna tell you people, I'm gonna tell you just how I feel. How I feel. Oh, I wanna tell you people out there, I wanna tell you just how I feel. Yeah, how I feel. I feel so bad, I feel so bad, cause my woman, she gave me a dirty deal. Because messed up my mind. All right. Oh, all right. I like that word. Sometime I wanna leave here. Lord, then again, I wanna stay. I wanna stay. Lord, sometime I'm gonna leave London town. But then again, I wanna stay. Oh, I wanna stay here. Yeah. The trouble is, I already got my suitcase packed up, so I guess I'll have to just be a, then I'll fly away. I got to fly away. Said I move. I move. I move since the woman been gone. I ain't had no loving. That's what I want, what I need. Little devil do me, Lord, sock it to me. Oh baby, help me find my way. Sometimes, every once in a while, every now and then, in the midnight hour, my woman got me talking in the unknown tongue. She got me saying words, words I ain't never said before. What I mean is she got me confused, and I don't know what I'm saying. I can do something like this. Yeah, yeah. Go, go, go. Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go.
That was the Count Basie with his piano, band leader and composer prowess. That was the tune Feel So Bad off the 2016 Masters CD collection. So Wolf and Clark had some thoughts on Basie, and it's a grand way to analyze music. Have a listen.
When I was about nine, we moved from Memphis to Berkeley, California, became a psychiatrist. And he told me being a psychiatrist was just like listening to Count Basie's band. He said, you know, most people hear the saxophones and the trumpets, but what really makes the band happening is the bass and the drums. It's like if you listen to people talk, you know, you hear what they say, you got to hear what's underneath. So he taught me to kind of feel what's underneath the music, not just the notes.
From yet another key architect of the modern-day jazz sound on the piano with a composer's soul, this is Art Hirahara with the 2017 tune Central Line as we keep this line moving right on forward.
Hey, I'm Mark the Love Man Pender from Conan O'Brien's show on TBS and the Basic Cable Band. And when I'm in Kansas City, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the combo of Cuban pianist Omar Sosa and Senegalese kora player and vocalese cat Sekou Keita with the 2017 tune Dairy off the CD Transparent Water. These two have managed to put together an extraordinary album melding Latin America and Western African music. Good, solid jazz, I'd say. From the trumpet man from way back when, this is Frank Guarente with his orchestra in the 1920s with that great little tune, Sweethearts on Parade, as we keep on marching down the jazz lane here on this hour of Neon Jazz, kids.
Thank you.
That was tenor saxophone cat Stephen Riley with the 2013 song When the Lights Are Low off his CD called Lover. This post-bop man right out of Denmark keeps on delighting the fans, and the critics dig him as well. We're going to head back into the 1920s yet again. This is a legendary and cool Washingtonians band with the tune Tishomingo Blues, next on this roaring hour of jazz, kids. Thank you.
Soling, and I'm a jazz violinist. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the Grammy-nominated jazz guitarist and composer Amanda Monaco with her cut off her latest 2017 CD called Glitter. That happened to be the tune Freight Train. So she was born in New Haven, Connecticut, and has lived in New York City since 1995. Over her college years, she studied with Ten Dunbar, Kenny Barron, Rufus Reed, and the great Steve Wilson. She has recorded 4 discs as a leader and co-led and has played on all kinds of ones all over the map. These days, she is an assistant professor at the Berklee College of Music and always busy. From the band that all jazz cats would love to get in a time machine and go back to see, this is the Miles Davis Quintet, swinging from 1955 to early 69. This is one of their early cuts from 56. This is Sweet Sue on this sweet little hour of jazz.
This is Mike Pagan in Kansas City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with your host, Joe Dimino.
That was the Ratterman Jazz Orchestra with the 1920s rich tune, Dardanella, to get us into that mood to exit this hour of Neon Jazz. And the actual honors will go to the Canadian saxophonist with chops, Mike Murley, with his quartet with the tune Dig Diz off the 1994 CD Departure, much like our current path. So thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the American broadcast soul with plenty of treble clefs in his back pocket, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
That's a big 10-4 there, good buddy.
Reach out, let us know what's going on. We love you. We're here for you all the time at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.